from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Have you begun putting that sports calendar together in terms of must-watch Olympic sports over the weekend? You plan on watching the athletes travel along the river tonight on a huge floating device? And how about the Olympic ceremonies? You get ready to watch that live, fire up the DVR. Is there anything you definitely will not miss?
Basketball? Sorry.
That's the answer. Yeah. I don't think we're going to miss that.
Yeah, so basketball is something I'm not going to miss. You just told me I can watch at 11 o'clock, apparently, the opening ceremony, so I guess well, I'll have that on
the pre-ceremony stuff at 11. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll watch. Look, I'll watch whatever is on where I am, but I'm not going to be in the house a ton, like, at night anyway. So maybe I'll see more stuff now that I know that they're doing stuff all day long in the daytime because they're 6-7 hours ahead of us. But I have not put together my calendar. I got to watch the Cubs and the White Sox. Okay. That's what I got to do.
Well, I do need to watch the Cubs as well, as Mully likes to say.
Not the White Sox?
No, contractually obligated. I leave that to Mully. I try to watch the Cubs. Mully tries to watch the White Sox.
And I watched the Cubs.
Being the outward word.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying, like, when you have to divide and conquer, that's at least how I feel. I feel like I'm holding up my part of the bargain by watching the Cubs game, so I will continue to do that. Sunday is the men's basketball. I don't have the time, but they're playing Serbia, right? Don't they open with Serbia?
Yeah, they do.
Right? So that's Sunday. So that will be something you'll want to tune in for, no doubt about that. But again, I think Sunday night it'll be cool. Like Sunday night, whatever NBC has packaged up, I think will be must watch because that'll also tease us for the week ahead. Like this is what happened over the weekend since we started. Here's what's happened today, and here's what you have to look forward to next week. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Answer the question. I'm excited, and to be honest, we all need a break from this baseball season. So the Olympics are coming at the perfect time.
I'm enjoying the baseball season. Shohei Ohtani's out here hitting home runs.
Yeah,
Paul Skeens is showing off.
I think he means the Chicago.
Okay, local. Yeah. Oh, Dylan Cease is throwing no hitters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Other teams are making moves to improve their offense. Oh, okay.
So it is 1:37 right now, and I'm sorry, 1:38 right now in Paris. So it's 7 hours ahead of us.
Okay,
Just so we can all set our clocks. Look, I know this is crazy, but yeah, I will be watching a lot of the Olympics. I love the idea of getting off work and going home and being able to watch some games on television. It's great. I had a great month of soccer with the Euros where the games were on at 11 o'clock in the morning. It was just perfect for me, 11 and 2. And I loved it. It didn't interfere with my baseball season or anything like that. I love these games being on when they're on. I will be checking. I mean, I have a general sense of going to the pool, going to the gymnastic floor when that stuff's going on. What I don't know and what I want to know is I swear to God, I'm not joking about this. I do want to see what Olympic breakdancing looks like. I'm curious. It's a new sport this year. What the hell is that? I think that if you watch the Olympics enough, you will see something like curling and you'll be like, what is like, this is so weird. Like, what, why are they sweeping? And the next thing you know, we're calling around trying to plot a curling trip because that's a super cool thing to see and to want to do. And I think that kind of thing happens with different Olympic sports. I don't think we're going to be doing any breakdance tournaments. I'm just not feeling that we're all geared toward that. But I'm interested that there are some new sports in this. I'm interested. What was the sailing thing we heard about yesterday? I want to watch that. The 10-second sailing or whatever the heck it is. There's a local athlete involved in that stuff. I want to know what the local athletes are doing. So
is that canoe slalom?
Is that it? Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
Or canoe sprint. Canoe sprint is what you're referring to.
Is that what I'm referring to? Okay. That was Alex told us about that yesterday, and I was kind of like, wow, that sounds kind of cool. It sounds like I have been at the racetrack, sadly, mainly like very late at night when they start doing that, you know, whatever it's called, the real fast sprints. So you're like betting on a race. You're looking at like the horses trying to figure out. Next thing you know, you're watching like a 15-second sprint. Do you know what that is, Dustin? You ever seen that? It's hysterical. And I had money on it. Like, what? How did I get
why
caught up
have
in
money
it?
On
because it was late at night and I'd been out gambling all day. That's why. Not out of any rational explanation. But there are different Olympic things that I will definitely look in on. And there are the standards that I will definitely be watching. And I always have enjoyed Olympic boxing. And I think that the other thing is, like, I'm not a big rugby guy, but if you're watching rugby against two nations, it doesn't even matter who they are. If you're watching a water polo match against two nations, you can have a great time. It can be super cool. Even if you don't know anything really about the sport or about the players on the field or whatever. I'm all over the Olympics. I think it's going to be a ton of fun.
I think, yes, but we live in Chicago, and there's lots to do outside in the summertime.
So that's true.
It's like, if I lived in other parts of the country, I might have more appointment viewing than what we're talking about
right now. And that's a fair comment. But, I mean, and, you know, the other thing is, like, we got to monitor the Bears. We got to, you know, we're going out to practice next week.
Also.
We got to, you know, there is a lot on our sporting calendar that we have to be aware of. But it's just sort of in-between stuff, like filler stuff. It's super cool. And I'm sure that there'll be some storyline or something that we'll get into connected to this that is unexpected at this moment.
Yeah. And I look, I'm excited to see what happens and then like that recap show at night. And
I want us to win. I want to win the Olympics. I don't just want to be in the Olympics. I want to see the U.S.
Did we have the most medals last time?
I don't think so. I don't think we've won in a while. But I want us to win. And I mean, I will in my mind justify that others are cheating and I actually did win.
Indicative of where we are as a nation.
There we go. That's it. That's it. It should be fun. A quarter horses. Thank you, buddy. Somebody just checked in with the quarter horse. Okay. All right. It's Mully and Haw. We've got Marshall Harris this morning. The number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.